Hello and welcome to The Blockchain and Us, where pioneers and thought leaders talk about their journey in blockchain technology, crypto assets, and the token economy. And I'm your host, Manuel Staggers. This episode has support from no official sponsor, but from my very own The Blockchain and Us newsletter. Get an email from me every 2 weeks with a very short summary of new podcast episodes so you can immediately pick those interviews you'd like to listen to. To stay up to date, just visit www.theblockchainandus.com and sign up today. My guest today is Dolphy Müller. Dolphy is the mayor of Zug, a city in Switzerland with roughly 30,000 inhabitants and the first city in the world that adopted Bitcoin in 2016 as a means of payment for official permits. Dolphy has a degree in law and economics. He is a licensed attorney and a teacher of law and economics at the Cantonal School of Zug. The city also has additional pilots, such as an identity card on the blockchain. And now to the interview. Many thanks, Dolphy Müller, for being part of this show again.
Yeah, it's a pleasure for me.
The last time we spoke was about a year ago, at the beginning of 2017, for the Blockchain and Us documentary film. We made an interview there, and you spoke mostly about the Bitcoin experiment that you were in the middle of with the city of Zug. So would you just briefly explain what that experiment was about?
Yeah, it was a very exciting story in our town. It was about the year 2013. There was a kind of UFO, a flying saucer landing here in Zug. There was this people from the crypto valley. And they started here in Zug. And first, how it is in Switzerland, we have been waiting what they are doing here. And after a certain time, we thought, okay, maybe this can be part of future. And we heard something about blockchain, we heard something about cryptocurrencies, especially Bitcoin. And so in May of 2016, we invited a student from the university, and he explained us in short terms what's the difference between blockchain and Bitcoin, all these things. And we didn't understand everything, but when we went to lunch, we said, okay, let's start this experiment. We will accept Bitcoin for the Zug Immigration Office. Not more than that. It's not for paying tax. It's just for these fees. These are very small fees. And this was the beginning, I would say, of a new period of the history of Zug, in a way, because the reactions were surprising. We never expected that nearly the whole world would be coming to Zug. People from magazines, from TV stations, networks coming here, because I think Bitcoin, blockchain, this is a really complicated thing. Nobody really understands what happens there. But we in Zug, we had a very easy story, which nearly everybody can understand. And that's why I think the echo was so huge.
Mm-hmm. So basically, the idea was that people could come and pay fees, you know, that they need for a permit or not a parking ticket, I think, right?
No, it's for the permit for living here, for example. Yeah. If you are coming to Zug, for living here in Zug, you pay the fee. It's a kind of entrance fee for the city of Zug.
And instead of paying 20, 30, 50 Swiss francs, they would pay in a fraction of a Bitcoin.
In a fraction of a Bitcoin, yeah. And yeah, so we got about, in the end, till now, we've got about 50 payments. Mm-hmm. It's not that much. But on the one hand, I must say, all these people coming to Zug, which are interested coming to Zug because they're working here in the crypto valley, they have a wallet with Bitcoins in it. And so it was usual that they pay it with Bitcoin. And the older part was about 20, 25 journalists. They were very interested seeing what we were doing there. And they saw it's really easy, this peer-to-peer payment from wallet, from the private wallet to the wallet of the city of Zug. And so, yeah, we had about 50 payments like this. And at the moment, it's not going on anymore because the payment for the transaction for the miners is too high. And that's why this business is not going on at the moment. But we said, okay, we won't give it up. We won't give it up. Maybe it's coming back. And I think it's not a good message to finish this now. Maybe we got other clients, but I think the symbol impact was really huge, and we don't regret that we have done this. And after that, we made new experience then. I think it was the beginning of this pioneer time a little bit in Zug, and that's why people, for example, from the University of Lucerne, they said, we want to do something with you, something new. And this is the idea of a digital ID based on blockchain. Mm-hmm. Not in a centralized computer with all these data problems we have. We do it. We are looking for a solution which we can keep data sovereignty of everybody which owns such a digital ID.
So sorry to interrupt, but this was an idea that came out of accepting Bitcoin. So then you thought there are other applications of blockchain technology. Let's explore them. Let's look at maybe ID and other things to come maybe. So that's basically was the most of the value that you got out of the of that pilot.
I think they sold, okay, these guys from the city administration of Zug, usually politicians, but these guys are open for such new ideas. And that's why they said, okay, we want to try this with you. You are our partners for this. And on the other hand, we also had partners from the private side, Uport, for example. And we worked together for this. And it was the same thing as we started with this Bitcoin acceptance. We didn't ask our experts in the house. We said, okay, it was a success. First time we do it again. And then I think it was about June 2017, we informed our press in Zug that we will do that. But in the end of the year, then we started the experiment. And the first step was that we said, okay, now, people of Zug, you can make such a digital ID. Come to our immigration office, make your application. We check your name, your identity. And after that, the starting was a little success because we have now at the moment more than 150 persons from Zug which have such a digital ID. And we have no use cases so far. But this is important for us. We can't do that only in a theoretical manner. I think we have to create benefit for the people of Zug, maybe with very simple use cases. For example, if you want to rent a city bike, you only need this digital ID, not more than that. You don't have to make a deposit. It's enough if you have this digital ID, or for example, if you want to rent a book in the city library, or if you want to have a public room from the city, you don't need a special key anymore. It's enough having this digital ID. Different things like this. And what I feel is that people from the city administration, they also feel as pioneers. And they say, okay, Dolphy, I want to help you to create new use cases. And we have made a kind of competition in the city administration. We said, okay, people who bring the best ideas, they can make this project somewhere in an alpine hotel in Switzerland. So that's, it's a kind of prize they got for this work. And yeah, I think people are now really enthusiastic about this. We have also other people, not everybody feels like a pioneer, not everybody is so open, but much more people than I expected, they were really on the way now of this new city administration. And so yeah, it was a good experience.
And it really put Zug on the map too. I mean, it was, you showed me this map, you know, with all these world influencer cities, and there's Zug as well with all other big cities. And yeah, I mean, you know, I grew up in Switzerland, of course, I knew about Zug, but now when I go to America, to China, to other, you know, foreign countries, they ask me, what is the situation like, you know, with cryptocurrencies in Zug? And so, I mean, that was a fantastic play, right, to put Zug on the map as well.
It's a kind of miracle. Which happened. Really, yeah. A member of the city council was in Italy. They had problems with their car, and somebody, an old Italian lady, came to my colleague and said, "Ah, oh, you are coming from Zug. You are from the Bitcoin Valley." And okay, it's nearly impossible. But okay, this is, I think it's an idea which has to become bigger and bigger. It's an idea with great potential for the future. And it's a good story. It's a good story.
Yeah, it's a good story, but it's also, there's not that many places where you can do what you can do here, right? I mean, there's many, many international companies coming here and incorporating their foundations here. So yeah. That, I think, was also another pioneering thing. So it's not just a press story, I think. It's also innovation.
It's real, yeah, that's true. For example, Swiss government, Bundesrat Schneider-Ammann, Minister of Economy, and his colleagues, they say, okay, we want to become not Crypto Valley Zug, we want to become Crypto Valley Switzerland. And they know it's important having good rules, soft legislation, I would say. Don't suppress what's happening. But on the other hand, we have one real problem here because banks are not really interested having these clients here in Switzerland. And so some of these startup firms have to get the relationship to banks in Liechtenstein, for example. And I think that's not a good sign. It's not a good sign. But I heard now that the situation in Switzerland will be getting better because banks have made a step more in the right direction. And so I hope that they won't kill. Usually there are other reasons that something will be killed. It's not the banks, which are really, it cannot be that banks are really responsible if this thing would fail. And I think they feel the pressure a little bit, and I think it's getting better.
In our last interview, you talked about that as well, where you said you try to bring bankers from Zug together with companies who deal with cryptocurrencies, and there was a tension in the room, in a sense, right? You said where they didn't really get on a common ground. Yeah. Have you seen a change there, or do you think it's gotten even worse?
Yeah, for example, Kantonalbank of Zug says now you can see it also on the internet. We accept relationship to such firms, but under certain conditions. And now it depends on the kind of condition. And I would say part of these conditions are still too severed. It's too hard. And I think, yeah, they have to make it better now. But if the Minister of Economy in Switzerland says, hey, please, that's your task in the Swiss economy to give that people a good infrastructure in the end. So I think this hint is so important and they cannot suppress it.
Deny it, you said.
You cannot deny it. That is.
Yeah, you can't deny it. Yeah. And you also said in our last interview, you said these things are coming if we want or not. Mm-hmm. So better get on board instead of losing out or missing the train or missing important learning lessons and innovation lessons.
That's true. I say in the heart, I'm a analogical person. I'm in a way I'm too old for being a digital native. That's impossible. But on the one hand, it's so interesting, and on the other hand, it's as I always say, if I'm afraid of something, I really want to know what's happening. And I think this was the main experience we made here in Zug. We saw, okay, make this step. And after that, yeah, I feel much better now. I feel much better now. If I had denied it, if I would have said, oh, it's the risk is too high, I think one of the best experiences in my life would have been I had missed this experience. And this would be a pity. And I said it's the situation in the city administration is the same. I think if the bosses say just do that, then also our staff will do the same thing. And yeah, that's really good experience. Maybe there is some risk also. We can talk about reputation risk, for example. But I don't feel that like this is many. There are some people which are kind of, is that, Cassandra people, but usually the majority of people understands what you are doing, and more, they say maybe 2 years ago it was so new, and now that we have so many conferences here in Zug, I think they say, hey, that's not only a joke, it's much more. People coming from all over the world to Casino of Zug. We don't have enough seats for these people. So I say I think that's a part of future. We don't know how big this part is, and some ideas will disappear, I'm quite sure. We know maybe it's one of 100 firms are really successful, but maybe this number 100 is important for the whole world, and that's what you feel at the moment. I hope it will go on like this.
How long have you been in politics?
Yeah, the whole life. I was a member of the city parliaments for 20 years, and now I'm member of the city council for 16 years, so it's a whole life in this local policy of Zug, local politics of Zug. And we are talking about building schools, about always quarreling and disputing about parking sites. We need more, we need less of them. And sometimes I think, okay, it's getting boring. And in the year 2013, there was a new challenge for us, and we didn't miss it. We took the chance, and I think, I really don't regret that.
Was it your idea with Bitcoin, or did somebody tell you, or was it somebody else, or who was it who brought that up?
I think it really was the team of the city council, because we have got the information from the student. After that, we went for a lunch, and somebody, at the moment we left the building of our city hall, somebody said, hey, why don't we accept that? And I think I gave him the answer, we do that. And don't ask everybody else. And five people said, okay, we will do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic. It's a fantastic story.
Yeah, it's a good story.
So you said before it's maybe one of the most exciting things you did as a mayor. I mean, is there?
No, that's true. Yeah, there are other very good moments. For example, we had important persons from 12 different religions in the world here. And for example, it was the number three of the Vatican in Rome was here. And they were sitting on the stairs of the Zug Casino, these 12 guys together, and they felt pretty well. That's also a good moment because it shows Zug is an open place. And it's not by chance that they are coming here. And they said then it's the second time in the world history that something like this happens, really. The first time it was in Assisi, in Italy. Assisi, and then Zug. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Did you grow up in Zug? Did you always live here?
Yeah.
How has it this changed? You know, for example, I'm sure it changed quite a lot over the course of your life. But was there maybe an acceleration in recent years where you saw something?
I think it was maybe a completely older town in the year of 1955 when I was born here. Because it was just at the beginning of globalization. And Zug seems to be a little bit pioneer because in the year 1930, 1940, these poor people in Zug, they created this tax law with low tax rates. But nobody knew that globalization will come. It took Second World War, it took another 30 years. And then Zug was one of the first places in the world with these very good conditions. And I think that's one reason because great companies have been coming to Zug, starting their business here in Zug. But it's also a challenge for Zug people because in these years, we had a community like every town with 30,000 inhabitants. It's provincial in a way. And now we have to make the step from this provinciality to an urban situation. And not everybody in Zug can make these big steps. And so it's very important that the city government, for example, tries to keep the balance. And so we say, okay, we are open for Crypto Valley, but we are also open for tradition and community because we don't want to lose people on the way to Crypto Valley. In a way, they have to accept these steps and they have to tolerate what you are doing here. And I think we are on the way to that.
But what happened? Did you get complaints about certain companies or what happened there?
There are complaints. There always have been complaints for about Mark Rich and all these stories. But there is a big difference between the years of 1980 because politics in Zug said, we are not interested what Mark Rich is doing here. It's not necessary having transparency. He knows what he wants to do. And now we want to have transparency about all these things because I think they have so much influence. We want to know what they are doing. And I say they accept this from us because we really want to have this information. It's not. It's not only
we request.
Yeah, we request. Yeah, we say, okay, Mr. Rich isn't here anymore. When you're working here, you're part of our town. And in such small cities, information transparency is everything. So we can trust each other. And yeah, now it's getting better.
And that you're also demanding from the new crypto companies.
Yeah, that's really important, because if there is a black box where they are living in, I think Zug people will not really accept them, because you know, they don't have trust and confidence to that people. And that's why, yeah, they have to play our rules and not only their own rules. But I see now it's much more people coming here, and they feel comfortable here in Zug. That's also because private companies, they are organizing, for example, conferences. They are organizing this ecosystem of Zug, and it's good people. I really like working together with these people. I have confidence to these people, and so I hope we won't have any black sheep. And so far, I haven't made the experience to meet people which are criminal or so. It's a kind of feeling in the stomach. But maybe there are exceptions. You cannot exclude this. But I think it's better having a certain trust to these people, because it's not just money. It's that they have ideas. They really want to change the world. And it's not only the thing to get rich and richer. It's more than that, most of these people.
How important is that aspect, the aspect of changing the world and, you know, this decentralization paradigm? How important is that for you?
Yeah, personally for me, it's very important, because I say I'm a person which likes to be independent. I don't like hierarchies. okay, I'm on the top of the hierarchy of our town, but that's much better than being a part of this if you are on top. And I think Switzerland is a country which is very democratic and very decentralized. And that's why I'm the president of this city. Blockchain is a decentralized technology, and it fits very well to Switzerland, and it fits especially to Zug, and it fits to me as a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. So it's like a philosophy almost that you're also subscribed to, because that's what I felt when I made these blockchain interviews for this film. That's what attracted me to do them, because these people really had a fire in them. They wanted to do something. They wanted to change the world.
Yep.
And not just, you know, work for Apple or work for Google or for a bank.
They saw a certain chance for them, and they are making teams here in Zug. That's also, this ecosystem creates new teams, new corporations. People from Russia are working together with people from Finland, and much more people are coming here. And I hope this will going on because it's for Zug. It's like a present. It's in a way. I think it's a new energy for Zug. And we feel this energy, and I hope they will stay for a longer time. I hope maybe it needs the hype can't go on for a long time, but I hope we come to a point where we have a very normal development. And so maybe it's getting more quiet, but why not? That's good for me because the end of the year I will retire, and I hope in 5 years, when I'm retired, then I will see it was something happening here in Zug, and I was a little part at the beginning of this new time in Zug. I think this would be really good, and I'm sure it will happen.
Yes, cool. I hope so too. I wish you all the best, and and I hope that's going to work out. So thanks a lot.
Merci.
Thanks so much for joining us today. More info on our guests and our sponsors is in the show notes of this episode and on the podcast website, theblockchainandus.com. To help people find this podcast, it's important that you download, subscribe, and give it a top rating and review on iTunes or on the podcast platform of your choice. I'm Manuel Staggers, and I thank you very much for listening.